It was tricky, undulating ground. The magnesium flares had sailed lower and there were ugly patches of black shadow, any of which might have been a small ravine. Bond had to check at all of them, and each time the sharp Christie reminded him of his legs and ankles. But he got across without a fall and pulled up at the flag, panting. He looked back. The gondola had stopped. They had telephone communication with the top and bottom stations, but why had it stopped? As if in answer, blue flames fluttered gaily from the forward cabin, but Bond heard no bullets. The gondola would be swaying on its cable, but then, high up above him, from somewhere near the first flags on the shoulder, came more rapid fire from 2 points, and the snow kicked up daintily around him. So the guides had finally got after him. His fall would have cost him minutes. How much lead had he got? Certainly less than 10 minutes. A bullet whanged into one of his skis and sang off down the mountain. Bond took a last gulp of breath and got going again, still left-handed, away from the cable railway towards the next flag, a distant dot on the edge of the shadow thrown by the great Matterhorn-shaped peak of Pease Gloria, which knifed up into the spangled sky in dreadful majesty. It looked as if the run was going to take him dangerously close to the skirts of the peak. Something was nagging at his mind, a tiny memory. What was it? It was something unpleasant. Yes, by God, the last flag. It had been black. He was on the black run, the one closed because of avalanche danger. God. Well, he'd had it now. No time to try and get back on the red run. And anyway, the red had a long stretch close to the cables. He'd just have to chance it. And what a time to chance it, just after a heavy fall of new snow, and with all these detonations to loosen up the stuff. When there was a danger of an avalanche, guides forbade even speech. Well, to hell with it. Bond zoomed on across the great unmarked slope, got to the next flag, spotted the next, away down the mountainside towards the tree line. Too steep to shush. He would just have to do it in S's. And then the bastards chose to fire off 3 more flares, followed by a stream of miscellaneous rockets that burst prettily among the stars. Of course. Bright idea. This was for the sake of watchers in the valley who might be inquisitive about the mysterious explosions high up the mountain. They were having a party up there, celebrating something. What fun these rich folk had, to be sure. And then Bond remembered. But of course, it was Christmas Eve. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing ye dismay. Bond's skis hissed an accompaniment as he zigzagged fast down the beautiful snow slope. White Christmas. Well, he'd certainly got himself that. But then, from high up above him, he heard that most dreaded of all sounds in the high Alps, that rending, booming crack, the last trump, avalanche.